The diplomatic round could easily have been his life. Since he had done business studies in America and spoke pretty good English, he became an advisor to the Saudi ambassador in London and Washington. He had connections with the leaders of Turkey and France, and friends everywhere. In his newspaper years in Jeddah, he loved to mingle with foreign journalists, but there was nothing treasonous in this. He could put on several personas, squeezing his bulky form into a natty suit in London and a polo shirt in Washington, as well as the flowing white taub he favoured in the Gulf. His comments on the condition of Saudi Arabia avoided bile or gossip, even when he had enjoyed a drink or two. In mid-conversation with non-Muslims, he would often break off and disappear to pray. He was observant, but had little taste for the 18th-century Salafi Wahhabism that haunted his country. In his youth, he had joined the Muslim Brotherhood as a counterweight to Puritanism, and found it a strange contradiction that Saudi Arabia, the mother of all political Islam, should want to attack it. For him, the Brotherhood was about democracy, even a liberation movement. In the same way, he flirted openly with Saudi Arabia's arch-rival, Qatar, deeply admiring the Al Jazeera news network he hoped to imitate at home. To attack Qatar was to try to crush all expressions of the Arab Spring. Like so many others, he felt it keenly when that movement flowered and died. Liberalism seldom seemed to enter his life. Growing up in Medina, he saw no women working outside the home. Teenage trips to the makeshift cinema risked exciting the religious police. One friend broke his leg as he jumped from a wall to escape arrest. Freedom of speech would be a long haul. He tried to focus, therefore, on more pressing economic problems, the fact in particular that the country's vast petro wealth was being squandered on private enrichment, not schools, medium-sized enterprises, and proper gathering of statistics. The latest book he wanted to write was all about that, not Islamist revolution.